rules. Seriously. Just think about your day for a second. Traffic lights, queuing up at the store, all those workplace guidelines, maybe even just, the unspoken rules about personal space.
They're absolutely everywhere. We're navigating
Yeah.
this dense web of rules all the time.
Constantly. But here's the question that kind of stops you in your tracks. Why do we actually follow them? Especially when it's inconvenient, maybe it costs us something, or even when, absolutely no one is watching.
It's one of those really fundamental puzzles, isn't it? For like ages, the assumption has been it's all about incentives.
Right. Rewards for following, punishment for breaking.
Or fear of getting caught, maybe
Right.
wanting to look good, but what if there's something else, something more foundational going on?
Exactly. And that is precisely what this deep dive is all about today. We're going to unpack the motivations behind rule following.
And we're basing this on some really quite eye-opening recent research. It comes from a large-scale study, actually, published in Nature Human Behavior. The authors, Gechter, Mulliman, and Asenzo, they propose and test this new framework to really get at it.
A framework.
Yeah, they call it CRISP.
CRISP. Okay, let's break that down. That sounds like the key to how they slice through this problem. C is conformity, right? Obvious enough.
Right. And CRISP itself spells out the factors they looked at influencing that conformity.
So what are the others? RISP.
Okay, so R is for intrinsic respect for the rule itself, just a rule existing.
Interesting.
Is for extrinsic incentives. That's the usual stuff, rewards, punishments.
The carrots and sticks.
Exactly. S is for social expectations, what we think other people are doing or what they expect us to do.
The social side. Okay. MP.
P is for social preferences, so things like altruism, caring about others' outcomes.
Okay, CRISP. Intrinsic respect, extrinsic incentives, social expectations, social preferences, leading to conformity.
Precisely. And what's really clever is how they designed their experiments. They tried to strip away some of those factors we usually focus
Like
on.
the incentives, the I.
Exactly. They removed the fear of punishment, the I,
Yeah.
and they also minimized the P, the social preferences, by making sure breaking the rule didn't hurt anyone else.
How do they do that?
They used these minimalist tasks almost like a simple computer game rule, totally arbitrary. And following it was purely costly to the person doing it. No benefit, just a cost.
Anonymous too.
Completely anonymous, acting alone.
Okay, so you strip away the punishment, you strip away the helping others aspect, it costs you money to follow the rule, nobody's watching. What happens?
Well, this is the kicker. In those baseline experiments, they found a compliance rate between 55 and 70%.
Wait, really? 55 to 70%?
Yep. Think about that. You lose money by following the rule. Nobody sees you. You harm no one by breaking it.
Standard economics says you break that rule every single time.
100%. Yet more than half the people still followed it. It really makes you question those standard assumptions.
It absolutely does. So if it wasn't incentives, wasn't helping others, where does that huge baseline conformity come from?
Well, the study points very strongly back to the other parts of CRISP.
The R and the S.
Exactly. That and intrinsic respect, just the fact that it is a rule, seems to matter to people. And maybe even more powerfully, the social expectations, the S.
What we think others expect.
Precisely. They actually measured this directly. They asked participants what they thought others considered appropriate.
Yeah.
Overwhelmingly, nearly 80% saw rule following as socially appropriate, even for this arbitrary, costly rule.
Wow.
And their expectation was that around 60% of others would actually conform, which, lines up almost perfectly with the 55-70% they actually saw.
So we're just incredibly tuned in to what we think the norm is, even in these weird artificial lab settings.
It certainly looks that way. We seem highly sensitive to that perceived social context.
They also looked at what happens if you see others breaking the rule, right? Does that change things?
It does. Observing others break the rule definitely makes you more likely to break it too. It's contagious, as you'd expect.
Okay, so seeing bad behavior spreads. Makes sense.
But here's the other fascinating part. Even when participants saw everyone else they observed breaking the rule, conformity didn't drop to zero.
Still, even then.
No, it hovered around 40-55%.
That's remarkable. So even strong social proof against the rule doesn't completely kill that baseline tendency.
It reinforces that idea, doesn't it? It's not just copying others. There's something intrinsic or this persistent expectation that the rule should be followed, at least for a big chunk of people.
Okay, let's take a step back then. If we pull this all together, what's the big picture from this deep dive?
Well, I think it fundamentally challenges the idea that we only follow rules because of, you know, direct incentives or fear.
Right. There seems to be this really significant baseline conformity, that 55-70%. That comes just from, well, having a rule in the first place.
And the perceived social agreement around it. That seems key.
So things like positive externalities, like if following the rule helps a charity, does that boost conformity?
It does, yeah. The study found that adds about 7 percentage points. So it helps, but it's building on that existing base.
And what about strong punishments, the I factor?
That has a bigger effect, as you might guess. A high probability of punishment increased conformity by about 16 percentage points. Again, significant, but it's adding on to that foundation.
So the foundation is often already there, built from that intrinsic respect, the R, and the social expectation, the S.
That seems to be the core message.
Really makes you think about your own life, doesn't it? How many, like, mundane rules did you follow today? Waiting for the walk signal even when no cars were coming. Putting recycling in the right bin when nobody would know.
Right. Was it really fear of a ticket or a fine? Or was it just, well,
because it's the rule. Or because you sort of feel it's what's expected. This research suggests that feeling might be way stronger than we usually give it credit for.
It suggests we might be, perhaps inherently, or at least very strongly culturally, wired to be highly sensitive just to the existence of rules.
And the social field around them.
Exactly.
Which I guess leaves us with a pretty provocative thought to chew on.
What's that?
If a big chunk of why we follow rules comes from this baseline respect, or just perceiving a social expectation, what does that imply about how easily people might follow any rule, you know, good or bad, just because it exists or because some authority states it?
That is a sobering implication, isn't it? Something definitely worth thinking about.